An encounter with God this week. And it started out with a vision and seeing this sanctuary and seeing all of you standing in here just like this morning. I went to Richardson Springs for a prayer summit for the regional, it's a regional prayer summit, and there are ministers from and pastors and everything from Lutherans to Baptists to Episcopal priests to Pentecostals to Charismatics, you name it. It's all there. You can tell already that's an interesting little mix right off the bat. It's been going on for about 20 years. So there's a core group that have really built relationship and stepped over denominational and really just made it about Jesus. That's the only way that something like that continues. And I've had the privilege of going the last couple of years. This is my second one. And everybody close your eyes for a minute. Monday night when the service started, Lord, I pray that you would just give me the words. Lord, this is all you. Lord, that every word is of you. Have your way, oh God. Please just remain standing with your eyes closed for a minute. My experience started, I was sitting in the chair, worship had started, and I saw our sanctuary, and I saw all of us in here, and I'm behind the pulpit, and I'm asking everybody, if he was standing right in front of you, what would you say to him? If Jesus was standing right in front of you, what would you say to him? Would you share words of adoration and worship? Would you shout out? Would you say, I love you? What would you say? And I'm standing there looking at the congregation, no different than I am right now, and I said, what would you say if he was to him, if he was standing right in front of you? And then I started seeing it. I saw him standing in front of each one of you. It struck me this morning as I was in prayer. We're okay with the thought of him being in us. We know he's our Savior and he's our friend, and we know he loves us, and we're okay with the thought of his Spirit being in us. But it's a whole other thing when you start thinking about God standing there in front of you, or Jesus standing there in front of you. I thought, Lord, why is that? Why are we okay with this thought of you being in us, but why is it there's so much fear when we start dealing with what I would call an encounter? Lord says, the thought that I am in you leaves you thinking you're in control. To encounter him is to give up all your control, because you know that you are faced with the Lord God Almighty, and you know he is ultimately in control. To encounter him means that he's standing there, and it leaves you in a place of humility, and you realize that who you are standing in front of deserves your worship and your adoration. So I ask you this morning, as he's standing in front of you, will you take this from a fear, will you take this into faith, and will you express your heart to him this morning? Because he stands in your presence. God has always determined how man would approach him, and he has always determined how he will approach man. The question is, will we recognize it? Will we see it? Will we open our mouth and speak? Out of all creation, he gave us the ability to speak. He gave us the ability and the desire to worship him. Will we open our mouth? If nothing else, just to say, Jesus, I love you. As I stood there, I said, I'm sitting in the chair there. I've got my hands on my elbows, and I see. I mean, I've got my elbows on my knees, and I'm leaning forward, sitting in the chair, and I see your sanctuary, and I say, What would you say to him if he's standing right in front of you? What would you say to him if he's standing right in front of you? When I said it, all of a sudden I started seeing him standing in front of each one of you. He was there. And I yell out, what would you say to him? He's standing right in front of you. What will you say to him? And when I said it, the Lord, I'm not kidding, stood me up. And he was about 4 feet away from me. And I threw my hands out, and this is out loud, physically, I throw my hands out to him as everybody's worshiping. And I begin to tell him, I love you, Lord. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are holy and you are perfect in all of your ways. And I begin to worship and I begin to adore him. And suddenly my hands went down to my sides, and I stood toe to toe and nose to nose with Jesus Christ. I was in the presence of my Lord and Savior. I had an encounter with him, and I stood there for it must have been 10 to 15 minutes. I stood there in his presence, and I'm thinking, Lord, what is everybody else thinking? And he said, don't worry about them. And I would think it again, because I knew there were people in the room that were starting to pick up something's going on with Mike. And you got people from all different kinds of backgrounds. You got people that want to stay in control, and you got people that like to let loose. Nobody in the whole room knew what to do. Nobody. I stood there for 10 or 15 minutes, and I don't know how else to describe it, but his presence completely held my body up. It wasn't as though he took his hands and grabbed my shoulders and held me up, or reached down underneath my arms and held me up. His presence was so powerful, and I stood so close to him, and I was right there. Any closer and I'd have been touching his nose, and he stood there, and his entire presence suspended my body, and I couldn't even raise my hand. I couldn't do anything. And I stood there thinking, Lord, I love you. And he just, shh. And he never said a word, and I didn't think anymore. I just stopped. And there was this time of absolute intimacy with him that I cannot put into words. I began to try to breathe. Believe that. I think I had stood there holding my breath. But all of a sudden I would feel these waves where it was so hard to even catch my breath, and I would begin to breathe. And I knew that I was breathing on him. And I could feel his breath breathing on me. And I began to cry as the tears rolled down my face. I couldn't even lift my arms to wipe the tears from my face. But I knew I was in his presence. And as the tears began to roll, I remember one time with my right hand, I tried to lift my hand to wipe my tears, and my hand fell back down to my side. It made it about 2 inches up and fell back to my side. And I suddenly felt him, and he put his hands right up between the two of us, and he put them right underneath my eyes, and he wiped my tears. And the feeling on my face, I don't know how else to describe it, but that numb, tingly feeling that your hands get when they fall asleep and the blood starts flowing to them again, that times 100. I mean, it was this electric, numb, tingly feeling. As he took his hands and he wiped the tears from under my eyes. And I stood there crying in the presence of him, and I don't know for how long. And I would ask, I had the thought, Lord, can I just lay down? And he said, not yet. And I stood there in his presence, I'm going to guess, say 10 or 15 minutes. And suddenly he moved, and I hit my knees and down onto my face in the carpet. My face hit kind of on the side, my glasses, the pressure was bending my glasses, and I remember just enough strength to grab my glasses in my left hand, and I just kind of pitched them off my face. And I'm laying there on the ground, and I've got my arms out over my head, and I'm just sprawled out on the carpet, and the glory of God came down on me so heavy. I felt as though I was being driven into the carpet. My face, I think it's still imprinted in the carpet up there. The weight was so heavy. I can't even put it into words, the experience and the pressure and the weight that I was feeling. It was a fearful thing, but it was so peaceful all at the same time. And I laid there feeling like I was being driven down through the floor of this building. And I began to cry from the depth of my soul, this whimper, as though I was this little child laying there on the floor, and I began to cry out from the depth of my soul, trying to breathe, not knowing what to do. All these thoughts running through my head, but I knew I was in the presence of God Almighty. And the other people in the room are freaking out, each one in their own way. Because to encounter God means you're not in control anymore. It's that place of stepping out in faith and knowing that He's not just in me anymore, but all of a sudden I'm experiencing a manifestation of God's power in this room, and we don't know what to do. Sometimes it's freaking out, we go, I don't want no part of that. Other times it's, I want that, but I don't know what to do. There's this loss of control suddenly, and you don't know what to do. And a brother in the Lord from the other end of the room, when I began to cry, all he knew was that he wanted, if I was praying through something, his brother needed him. So he runs down there, and he grabs my hands, and I'm laying out there sprawled out on the floor, and he reaches down, and he gets down on his knees, and he holds my hands, and he begins to pray for me. Suddenly I begin to laugh. And still trying to catch my breath. When I begin to laugh, he gets up and he goes, well, he's okay, and he walks back down to the other end of the room. As soon as he gets to his seat, I start to cry again. So he doesn't know what to do. It's like, I don't know where to pray for him. I don't know what. Nobody knew what to do. Nobody, but a few in the room understood, don't touch him. Just stand back. And suddenly I found myself on my back. And this whole thing, from the time I stood up to the end of it, was probably about an hour long. Suddenly I'm on my back, and the presence changes, and I have that numb, electric feeling, tingly that I had felt underneath my eyes as he wiped my tears. I suddenly had it on my whole entire upper body, from my waist, through my chest, down through my arms, my hands, my neck, my head, my face. Every part of my upper body was just consuming this, and my hands felt like they just wanted to twist up, I remember my eyes were open just enough. I actually looked at my hands because they felt like they were just being tied up into knots. And I laid there on the floor, and at one point, it felt like the Lord was down on his knees behind my head, and he had reached under my head like a chiropractor would, and was massaging my neck. And there was this pulling sensation, and the whole thing is like this electric, numb. I cannot put it into words. As he began to pull on my neck and massage my neck, I felt my whole body just arching, and now the top of my head is touching the carpet, and my waist, and my whole back is arched, and I am just in this place with God that it is fearful and peaceful all at the same time. I don't know how to put it into words, the presence that I felt. But it is everything that I had dreamed of. It is everything that I had prayed for. Everything that I had cried out about. Everything that I had read about. It was all of those and more. As I lay there in the presence of God, and I felt His breath upon me. And I smelled His garment. And I felt Him touch me. And I felt Him just pull on my neck in the presence of God. I'm telling you, our flesh does not like it. My flesh was just screaming. My hands felt like they were in knots. Every muscle in my body felt tense. And I'm just in this place. I don't know how long I was like that. I remember suddenly I'm in the fetal position. And now I've got not only the numb electric power feeling, but I've got the weight back again. And I'm on my left side, and I feel like my left shoulder is being driven into that carpet. And my hands are just in knots. I can feel this power in my hands. And as I'm laying there in the fetal position, it feels like my entire upper body is being crushed and driven into the carpet. And I'm back to trying to breathe. As the presence of God has consumed me in that place. when I finally could sit up, I began to weep as it all just kind of went through back through my mind again, what I had just experienced in standing there in His presence. To have His presence completely hold me up and support me. To feel my tears, to feel His breath upon me. To know that I had just encountered the things that I had only dreamed of. I had just encountered my Lord. It was beyond Him being in me. It was that point of me being in Him. We're okay with the He's in me, but we're not too sure about this stepping into Him. We're not too sure what that means, what it is to step into Him, but this be sure of, you're not in control. And it's why most of us will fear that place and will and do not want it. The night continued, there were different circumstances that ended up happening, and I came home. I went back the next day, and many were wanting to kind of recreate the scenario. I know it wasn't their heart, but I had that feeling like this is what we're trying to do. So I walked into the Tuesday night service, kind of hesitant. I said, Lord, you know my heart, and I don't want to try to recreate anything. I can't. The anointing that was in my hands following the experience when I prayed for others, I don't even want to try to recreate it. Lord, I can't do that. But Lord, I want anything that you have for me. And as the worship started again and I'm standing there in my hesitancy of whether it would happen again or not, suddenly He was in front of me again. But this time it was different and it was so sweet. And as He stood in front of me, He came right up close to me, and everybody's singing, and you can feel the anticipation in the room. People are wanting God. And I stood there not knowing what to say, and just kind of hesitant in my own heart, but wanting God. He stood in front of me again, and this time, He moved up close to me, and He turned His head, and He put His ear to my mouth. And I knew that all I had to do to worship Him was just to whisper. Because He had turned His ear towards me. I had His attention. And nothing was going to come in between us. And I stood there in the midst of the music and all the stuff. And I whispered to my Lord how much I loved Him. And how much I thanked Him for the experience the night before. And how much I thanked Him... that He died on a cross for me, that He had saved me and redeemed me and called me and all of those things. And I was able to just personally share. I ask you this morning, what do you say to Him when He's standing in front of you? And are you willing to take it from the fear? Are you willing to let go of the control and make yourself vulnerable and just absolutely trust Him? Are you willing to whisper in His ear if that's what He's doing? Are you willing to stand there and shout to Him if that's what He tells you to do? Are you willing to break down the barriers and break down the control and say, God, I don't care about anybody else. I just want to talk to You. I want to encounter You. I don't want to control You anymore. I want to encounter You. And I want it to be a life-changing experience. And He's not here to freak anybody out. It's always a fearful thing when the presence of God shows up. Every time in Scripture, if it was an angel of the Lord, if it was a theophany, if it was when Jesus pre-incarnate showed up, whatever it is when you read in Scripture, when the presence of God shows up, fear struck man. And we cannot, in our rules and in our own ideas, control it or bring peace to it. But it's up to Him when He says, fear not. It's up to Him when He says, peace be unto you. But are we ready to take it from fear into faith? Because I couldn't visually see Him with my physical eyes. But by faith I knew that I stood in the presence of God. By faith I knew that Jesus Christ stood in front of me, and it didn't matter what anybody else thought. By faith, I knew I had His ear Tuesday night. And as everybody else is making all the noise and trying to stir up the emotions and all the things that are going on in the room, and I don't mean anybody was doing anything wrong, but it was just all the stuff. In the midst of all the stuff, by faith, He stood in front of me and I had His ear. And by faith, I whispered in His ear. And it was intimate and it was personal. So I ask you today, what do you say to Him because He's standing right in front of you? What do you say to Him because He is standing right in front of you? God desires to encounter man, and He desires that you would encounter Him. What do you say to Him? Children, it's for you too. If you close your eyes and He's standing in front of you, what do you say to Jesus this morning? What do you say to a God who loves you so much that He died on a cross for you? What do you say to the high priest . What do you say to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Don't let me stop you. What do you say to Him? This morning's worship is a little different. I'm going to play and just to play a couple songs as the Lord leads. If you don't know the words, it's okay. You still have words. Worship Him. Maybe He doesn't want to hear you sing the song. Maybe He wants to sing a song to you this morning. But by faith, will you stand in the presence of God and will you adore Him this morning? Maybe He wraps His arms around you. Maybe He whispers in your ear.